If there's any positive part of it, Randall, that would be it, is the USDA plans and in coordination with Iowa. A state led there, and the system worked as it's supposed to with detection and surveillance and testing and follow-up. There were good records involved with this whole situation, so that gives a leg up in any kind of follow-up, which, you know, maybe winds up having some research and some information that'll help us as we move down the road. So that part of it is something to be proud of, even though we certainly would not wish this on anybody else. We certainly didn't need it in Alabama.
So what is it that you want consumers, everybody out there, to know once they hear about this?
Well, to know, first of all, that it's extremely rare, spontaneous, and the best kind to have if we're going to have this PSE problem. But then secondly, the system worked, and we are happy to be able to report that, and that's an extremely important thing. And then lastly, and maybe the most important thing for the average consumer, is that this cow never even came close to entering the food chain, and we are doing constantly year-round checking tissue and surveillance and detection. And so it's absolutely, with all the changes that have been made since the 80s and 90s and what we've learned, the food supply is just absolutely top-notch and nothing at all to be concerned about there. We can continue to enjoy beef and be able to export it to our friends around the world.